folks. That's a good thing. We're glad about that. We're delighted to see those of you who are visiting. We have some leftovers from the activities on Friday. And probably they'll be leaving sometimes this week to go back to their homes. We trust that you will have a safe journey back home and find all things well. It was not such a sad situation on Friday, because we knew how this good sister had lived her life for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's always comforting. We're delighted that some of you thought enough of us to stay over for just a little while longer, so that we will be able to say more than one day, see you later, but several days, and that's wonderful. This morning, I'd like to call your attention to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. That's in the New Testament, in case you're interested. Beginning with verse number 1, and we'll read a few verses here. What shall I say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Hello. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Christ. Subject title, Never Again. Never again to die. Never again to die. As a result of what we observed on last Friday, and that we already knew basically from studying the Word of God, that there's a time coming when all of us, soon or late, will say our goodbye to the world. What is it all about? What is it all about? It's all about making sure of your calling at election, making sure that I live in accord with God's will. If you're determined to do things like your way, irrespective of what God says, hold on to Romans chapter 6, dash over to the book of Revelation with me, please, for just a few minutes. Did I say Revelation chapter 6? Oh, I just say Revelation. Dial shovel with me to Revelation chapter 20 for just a few minutes. It seems that sometimes the more Sundays come, the less time we have for God in so many cases, so many instances. There is much to do in this world, but if we cannot make the decision to put God first, guess what? He will not make the decision to put you first. Won't be able to live with Him. Now, this is some information that's being shared with us from the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation. And the chapter begins, "And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon," that old serpent, "which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for a season or 1,000 years. Cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a little season." For a little season. Now, did you get the information here regarding the fact that when we sin, we follow the dictates of the devil? And when we decide to live a life that pleases the devil, that means you automatically don't live a life to please God. So you're going to follow the devil in eternity if you don't live long enough to make a change. For the sake of time, watch what happens. Watch what happens to the devil. Look at verse 10. "And the devil that deceived them." Hello? Eve came down. The devil came to the Garden of Eden talking to Eve, and he deceived her in changing what God had said. "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." How long? Forever and ever. But now watch this. Keep watching your text. "And I saw," verse 11, "and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them to hide. And I saw the devil," I saw the dead rather, "small and great," where? "Stand before God." No matter what you do on planet Earth, no matter who you follow on planet Earth, no matter how you live your life on planet Earth, the day is going to come when every one of us will stand before God and be judged by how we lived on His earth. Do we understand that? Make your calling and election sure. Watch this now. Verse 12. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books," plural, "were opened. And another book," singular, "was opened, which is the book of life." Which is the book of life. Isn't that what you want to do in eternity? You want to live happily? "Which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which they pleased to do." Oh, no. That's not in your Bible, is it? It's not in mine either. "Things which were written in the books." So what does this share with us? God keeps records on every human being that ever have lived, that ever is living, and that ever will live. God keeps records, and there's going to be a great judgment day, the final roundup of human affairs on planet Earth, when we're going to be judged out of what's written in the books. "Dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. According to their works. You love the Lord, you work diligently for Him, you were faithful, dedicated to His cause. Well, you come to church sometimes, and you, after worship service, you skipped out, didn't stay for Bible school. Whoa! It's in your book. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they will judge every man according to their works. So there's no such as thinking that, no, I'm not going there. No, you don't have a choice. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Did I give you a title? I think I did. What's my title? Never Again to Die. To every man his work, to every woman her work. God has a plan for your life. It is God who blessed you to be born. God has a plan for your life just as definite as He had a plan for Saul of Tarsus. Just as surely as God had a plan for His Son, Jesus Christ. Just as God had a plan for Abraham, for Moses, for Peter, for Paul, for John, He has a plan for every human life. When we were baptized, those of us who were in the body, when we were baptized into Christ, we left the old life behind. And when we came up out of the water, we entered into the new life of grace in Christ Jesus. We came up out of the water, saved, sons and daughters of God. When we were lowered into the water, it was like the burial of Jesus Christ. When we were raised up out of the water, it was like His resurrection. Therefore, since we have gone through that process, born again, spiritually, saved by God, adopted into His family, let us do godly things God's way. Let us do godly things God's way. Live according to His directive. Worship Him according to His directive. As I said the other day, we do not find one apostle guided by the Holy Spirit who talked about but one church. We don't find one apostle talking about two churches or three churches. Name it. Nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in the Holy Writ, do we find that anyone became a Christian because they prayed a prayer and God saved them and adopted him or her as His child. The apostles were asked that question on Pentecost. Well, we dealt with that the other day. If you want to know about it again, just ask me after I dismiss. Oh, at the close of this lesson. Do not allow sin. Make a decision. That's why God gave us a brain, so we can make decisions. Make a decision. I'm no longer going to allow Satan to dictate how I live my life. He has no home for himself. God has a place for him, but he has no place for himself. God has a place for himself, and he has a place for us. Because when we continue to read in Revelation chapter 20 and 22, 21, we say, there came down from heaven, new heaven. Came down from God a new heaven and a new earth. We are by the grace of God in his family. We were included in Jesus' sin conquering death. We are thereby included in his life-saving resurrection. Never again will death hold the last words regarding our life. Only for a season. Why? Because we are dead to sin and alive to God. Don't even give sin a moment a day, not a day, not any time of day. Don't even give him a split second. We have been raised up from the dead through baptism and obeying the gospel. We are to live at our highest and at our best because we represent God on heaven Jesus Christ came down from heaven representing God in heaven, lived a godly life. We are on earth. We have been baptized into the body of Christ. We have been adopted by God. So let us live in such a way that we give praise, that our lives give praise, glory, and honor to our Heavenly Father. So the question comes. That's it. That's the niche on planet Earth. That's the race that we are to run. That's the mission that we are to accomplish. Living the life, the grand life of sons and daughters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The big quest of life is right there. We are to find the work that God has for us to do. God, when He brings us into His family, He has a work already designed for us. We are to find the work that God would have us to do. And He has a job for the humblest person that He adds to His family. So the question is, or should I say the statement, we are included. We are included. We were included in what? In the sin-conquering death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Last Friday, you didn't find a whole lot of people bursting out in tears. Why? Because they knew the one that God had called out of this world into eternity. They knew, we knew the life that she had lived. We knew how she had dedicated His life. It was both joy and sadness. What do you mean, preacher? Sad because she won't be with us. You know, we selfish sometimes. But joyful, knowing out of her misery and with the Lord. Praise God. Isn't that the way you want to live and die? We are no longer slaves to sin. Read your Bible sometimes in chapter Romans chapter 6. Start with the first four verses and read them. Paul's point there is that our union with Jesus Christ is not something imaginary. It's real. When we obey the gospel, we hear, believe, repent, confess, and we are baptized in the water for the remission of our sin, God actually adopts us as His dear children. Death and hell, as we live faithful, have no call over us to conquer us. In Christ Jesus. The book of Romans chapter 8. Verse 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where? In Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Death has no power over the child of God. We are the adopted children of God, added to the family of God. They killed our brother who died for us. But guess what? Death couldn't hold him. Got up, and death couldn't say nothing. I'll be back in 3 days. Guess what? The devil tried to keep him in. Put him in a tomb. Put stones of huge boulders in front of the opening to the tomb. Guess what happened? 3 days later, early. Oh, church. Do we know who we are? Do we know whose we are? Do we know what we have in Christ Jesus? Stones got out of the way. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ walked down on, what do you call this, terror on solid ground. Walked the earth for 3 years. And then did what did He do? Talked to His apostles, Acts chapter 1, and then He took a ride. Back to glory. Where do we want to go when we leave here? Want to go to glory land. Want to go where He went. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 2, are you listening? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me what? Free from the law of sin and death. Free from the law of sin and death. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So being in Christ is the very root and is the essence of the new life of the child of God. Don't go home without him if you haven't obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are then citizens of a new country in Christ Jesus. That being the case, we have a share. We have a share. Listen now. We have a share in Christ's triumphant over those who are persecutors. We have the ability, and we have the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we have the Holy Spirit to help us overcome the temptations of Satan's casting the devil's dots before us. In other words, testing us, tempting us, trying to get us to follow him. Death couldn't hold Jesus, and death won't hold us. The day will come that we sing the song. I think there's a song we sing called I'll Rise Again. I'll Rise Again. This being the case, we have a share in Christ's triumphant victory over sin. We had no more power over him. And once we obey the gospel and live faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, death has no more holding power over us. Because we just read it. We just read it in the book of Revelation chapter 20 at the very beginning. Listen carefully. There is no other book on planet Earth that tells us about exactly what happens after we die. What's in the future for us after we die? Only one that knows is he who has gone in. In what? Has gone into the threshold of death and came back. That's the one you ought to want to listen to. Not the ones that are talking about it and never been there and come back to talk about it. Sin and death couldn't hold Jesus. You didn't hear me. Sin and death couldn't hold Jesus. We become obedient to the will of God, and God has power over us because we allow him with that power. He could take it, but he only has it. He only wants it because we give it to him. We are submissive to him. We obey his will. God takes care of his adopted children. We share triumph, victory over death and hell. I'll rise again. And I think we sing the song in. I'll sing a song, something like that. And if you need some help, I'll be glad to help you. I'll rise again. Make your decision. Make your decision on what you can read in this book. If you can't read it, don't believe it. If you can't read it, don't practice it. Jesus died, rose again after 3 days, and it didn't take all day to do it. The Bible says he rose early on Sunday morning. And when they buried him, they put a great white boulder over the burial place So if he did wake up, he couldn't get out. It didn't help him. He rose up, got out, and when they saw him, he was dressed up. They went looking to the grave. He had told them, I'll be back. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Stop making up your own mind as to how you want to obey him, how you want to serve him. Stop making up your mind without checking the record about any church will do. No. Are you being derogatory? No, I'm just simply sharing with you what I read in the Bible, not what I hear some folks say. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's what I read in Ephesians chapter 4. That's what I read. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You want to make heaven your eternal home of abode? Then my recommendation is that you study the Bible and what you can read about in the Bible, then do that. Look at in the book of Acts chapter 2. That's the beginning of the Lord's church. We're going to wrap this up. That's the beginning of the Lord's church. What did I say? Acts chapter 2? Well, that is the beginning of what's of the Lord's church. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, the apostles. Jesus has already gone back to glory 10 days ago. He told them before he left, go to Jerusalem. Wait for my Father to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. They went to Jerusalem. 10 days later, they were baptized. That's in chapter 1 in your Bible. They were baptized with the Holy Spirit and began to preach the gospel as the Spirit gave them the words to say. As the Spirit, that's in your Bible. As the Spirit gave them the words to say. They started preaching, Acts chapter 1, verse 1. All of the 12 apostles, because Judas has been replaced. So they still have 12. All 12 of the apostles began to preach. Then when we get to verse 15 of chapter 2, Peter becomes the chief spokesman, the principal speaker. And Jesus had given him that privilege. Based upon Matthew chapter 16, had given him the privilege of preaching the first gospel sermon on planet Earth. Peter began, took the scene. From 15 to 36. And when he got to 36, talking to that motley crowd of Jews, thousands in Jerusalem, that same Jesus that you all crucified 50 days ago, he has sent forth this. That same Jesus that you crucified was the Savior that even your grandparents had been looking for. When Peter said that, that motley crowd was shocked. Listen carefully. Acts chapter 2. And you might want to follow me. Acts chapter 2. Therefore let all the house of Israel. Verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly. Are you there? That God hath made that same Jesus. Not an imposter. God hath made that same Jesus both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked or shocked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Wouldn't this be the time, if that was the way the Holy Spirit wanted it and God wanted it and Jesus Christ wanted it, wouldn't this be the time to tell them, well, you need to pray and ask God to forgive you? Notice, Peter never mentions prayer because he's talking to a crowd of sinners. He didn't mention prayer because he's talking to a crowd of sinners. Prayer is for those who are God's children. Prayer is not the way to be saved and become a Christian if you're not a Christian, because you don't have access to the Father. Watch this. Then said Peter unto them, of verse 37, because they asked the question. No, they asked the question. Then, now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, do what? Be godly sorrowful. Repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name or by the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that plain? Why preachers, many preachers, don't tell folk what to do to be saved? That's what the Holy Spirit told the apostles to preach. Came from heaven. Then they that gladly received his word were, verse 21, baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. Make your calling. Make your calling an election sure. Because once we get to glory, once we get to glory, well, I should say to the final roundup of human affairs, at judgment day, that's not a time that you can say, oh, I'm sorry, God, please forgive me. That's judgment day. Participate in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You've heard the word. You've heard the word. Be buried in water baptism. Rise to walk in the newness of life. That's what happened to these people. And if you read the last verse in chapter 2, about how many people? Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. But go back up here. I think it's about 3,000 folks. Look at your text. About 3,000 people were added to the Lord's church. And none of them were told to pray. Where are you this morning? Where are you this morning? Never again to die. That's good news for the righteous. That's terrible news for the unrighteous. Because for those who die in favor with God, never to die again, because we will be living with the Father. Those who are living their life the way they want to live it on planet Earth, disobeying the will and the way of God, eternal fire in hell. Make a decision. What's your choice? Are you a member of the body of Christ? Are you a faithful member of the body of Christ? No. You missed it. Are you a faithful member of the body of Christ in the eyes of God? Does God see you as one who puts him first in your life? That's the only kind of service that a Heavenly Father will accept. He put us first. He sent the only begotten Son that he had. He put us first. If we're going to go to heaven, his heaven, and we don't know about any other one, we must live a life that says, you're first in my life, dear Heavenly Father. How do I become a Christian? Same way they did on Pentecost. You've heard the word of God. They heard the word of God. You believe the word of God because they said that they were pricked in their heart. So they heard it, they believe it. You heard it. I pray, God, that you believe it. They were sorrowful for what they had done because Peter told them, you're going to have to repent and be baptized. That's the case. Confess Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior and to be buried in water baptism. And you know what? God will forgive you of every sin you have ever committed. He will adopt you as his child. He will be with you to live the life that he is calling you to live, And when he calls you out of this world, as he did our beloved sister the other day, you will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Ain't that good news? And I didn't reach all of Revelation, and I didn't intend to read all of Revelation. You say, I'm glad you didn't, but be that as it may. When you read the other chapters, it will amaze you what God has waiting for the righteous. It will also amaze you what he has for the unrighteous. And you don't want to know. You don't want to go there. Because it's never, never ending. Once we pass out of this world into eternity, we'll rise again. Never more to die when he raises us up. Because we are eternal beings. You understand that? We are eternal. The lesson is yours. You decide. Heaven or hell. You make the decision. You say, well, I'm not ready now. How do you know how long you're going to live? Make your calling and election sure. Heard the word, believe it, repent of your sins, godly sorrowful for the length of sins that you, the life that you've lived, and acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Christ, and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And God immediately adopts you as his son or as his daughter. That can happen this day, right now. The water is ready, the baptizer is ready, and the garments are ready. But are you ready? And if you're here, you're a member of the body of Christ, but your job come first place, not God. God's not going to punish your job for disobeying him. Jobs can't talk. You make a decision. Is it God or my job? Make a decision. That shouldn't be a hard decision. Because becoming a child of God, God's going to take care of you. The lesson is yours. But read Ephesians chapter 1. Read Ephesians chapter 1. It talks about you. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If you're already a member of the body of Christ, but you have not put God first in your life, you have not put God first, but you have been added to the body of Christ, come this morning. Renew your covenant. Rededicate your life to Jesus Christ and spend the rest of your days in his service. Never more to die. That's good news. That's good news. But it's bad news for the unrighteous, because the good people will be with God in heaven. The unrighteous will be in eternal hell's fire. Make a decision. As we together stand and sing this song, what's been selected.
Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from
nevermore
the fold of God?
Nevermore to die.
Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul. Oh, heed the warning
for your life.
For your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment unprepared to meet thy God.
Participate in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection spiritually. Never to die again. Believe in Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Repent. Be godly sorrowful. Regret your life of past action. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and be baptized in water. for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. Rising out of the watery grave of baptism, a new creation in Christ Jesus, you have participated in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. God liberates. That is, he frees us from the chains, the stains, and the pains of the past. God elevates. He embraces us, lifts us up to reign with him. God educates, gives us wise counsel and future direction. God compensates. He fills areas where we are weak or lack competence. God also motivates. He is our source of vision, hope, and purpose. God regenerates. He transforms us. That is, He activates us. He commissions us to obey and live at a higher level in our life, representing him. What will your answer be? We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. Won't you come and be a light for the Lord and a light for some other wayfaring soldier as you trespass on planet Earth? We'll sing one more verse, and may God bless you to come, putting him first.
Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleet is go by and your